Welcome to the Mountain Life. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Mary Beth Maziarth. What if the most powerful therapist in the room had four legs and never said a word? Well, today's guest certainly knows what that looks like. Alejandra Lara grew up on a cattle ranch in the mountains of Chile, where horses weren't just animals, they were family. When she emigrated to Park City nearly three decades ago without English or community, horses became her bridge back to belonging. That experience shaped everything that followed.
Today, Alejandra is the executive director of Equelness, a nonprofit equine-assisted wellness center in Park City's Silver Creek neighborhood, where horses help veterans, trauma survivors, children, and corporate teams discover what it means to be truly present. She's been named Credentialed Professional of the Year by PATH International, and her work spans continents, serving thousands of individuals across the U.S. and Chile.
Alejandra Lara, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thank you so much for having me and the opportunity to share about this beautiful work.
Maybe we could start with sharing a little bit about your journey to Park City, to America, and how horses have been a part of your life all along.
Well, all along, as you said, I did grow up with horses, and that was really magical. It's just like in the movies, I would call my horse and my horse would run across the pastures, leaving the herd, running towards me. We would go up in the mountains, no saddle, no bridle. Really crazy, you know, looking back now that I'm a little bit older, I definitely wear a saddle. So how horses bridged back to my life, I guess, it was coming to Park City. The beginning was to work the ski industry. So we did a few years of winter year-round between Park City and Chile, as we have opposite seasons. And in the meantime, I actually found the National Ability Center, and I started volunteering there. I did not speak English very well, but I could speak horse. And so I was able to volunteer in their equestrian program, which it really opened up a huge realm of how horses can be part of human life, helping, you know, people with disabilities that I've never really saw in Chile, something like that happening. And that started a journey for me of discovering in ways to partner with horses for the human development.
There's been a lot more about equine therapy in the last decade or two, but if someone is completely unfamiliar with what this kind of work with horses and humans together looks like, could you give us a little description?
Sure. There is many ways that we can partner with horses. And we like to say partner because horses in this process, they're not tools, but actually participants of the journey of human development. So unfortunately, it has been known as equine therapy, which implies that maybe every person that is working in this field is a therapist, or that it is about psychotherapy, or that it is therapy for horses, which is absolutely not. But the field now has a name or a description of the umbrella concept that is equine-assisted services. And underneath equine-assisted services, there are different areas that we can concentrate on what to work on. So one of them could be psychotherapy incorporating horses. Other ones are equine-assisted learning and wellness, and that's the space that Equelness and I mostly work on. And then there is the adaptive riding and adaptive horsemanship. So there's levels of how we can work with horses.
Oh, it's so wonderful, Alejandra. And being someone who has grown up never fearing horses at all, because you grew up with them as your friends and your partners, and And when you approach people who are fearful of horses, just their size and their power, what are some of the first things that you do? I mean, it's interesting how fear can turn into something really positive as a therapeutic healing environment.
Yes.
What are those first things?
Beautiful. I actually absolutely love working with people that are a little bit afraid about horses. They are big, right? And there's sheer size and volume, and it really makes our nervous system to be very attuned and very present. And fears are a fear of horses allows me then to really start anchoring the person into the present moment, into the sensations, into the environment, into their breath, right? Into soft gaze. Horses as a prey animal can see the world in 360 degrees around them. So when we start practicing these self-regulating or down-regulating tools, the person discovers that, oh, okay, and I am calming my body now. I can take this moment to be present, and my horse is also calming and relaxing and doing through and showing it through the body. So this exchange of attunement and presence between both of them is where the magic is where the science as well of it is.
That's wonderful. As in canine therapy, not every dog will be will make it as a quote unquote therapist. I'm sure it's the same with horses. How do you know, how do you pick out the horse that will be that wonderful therapist?
Very great question. In general, if we are not necessarily looking of one to ride the horse, which we, in some of my processes, I do get people on the horse. Most of the work is on the ground. And even working with, example, Liberty Sanctuary and Deborah West, they are rescuing horses that have suffered a lot of trauma. Working with them even across a fence and a sense of presence and creating relationship or connection, it is possible to do. We're not only helping the person to expand, you know, an awareness and work with the tools, but also that horse, creating safety for that horse to be able to relate. And so how to choose a horse in general is a horse that is curious, at least. And in non-working with horses that are not rescue horses, we have a beautiful herd of Fjords, which are very calm and grounding horses, and a couple of a Gypsy, which is gorgeous, also with a very good mind, a calm mind, and a couple of quarter horses. So the variety of their personality and their breed also brings richness to the of how people connect with different personalities of the horses. And so a curious horse and a horse that hopefully has not been very damaged in the past.
I hope fewer and fewer horses are damaged at all.
Exactly. And this is part of what, to me, why this work is so important, because it's not only good for humans, but it's also helping create a new awareness about sentient beings and horses being one of them. Coming from Chile, when I go back still, there is awareness starting to come up, but there are still practices that are very brutal and is really hard to see. And so I hope to continue changing those ways of relating to horses.
Yeah. There's a moment you've described where a woman was trying to lead a horse forward and it simply would not move until she confronted something about herself internally. I've heard about this. How do you think that interchange or process works between a person and a horse? And what is it about horses that makes them such mirrors for our internal lives?
Yeah, that is a beautiful question. So the science behind it is that horses as prey animal for their survival, they have all these capacities of all their senses are heightened, right? They can see the world in a bigger way, expanded way. They can smell. They're almost as good as a hound dog in the smelling way, you know, their senses. They can even sense, smell chemical changes in us. So when we are afraid, adrenaline, or if we are lovey-dovey, some oxytocin, right? So there's changes, chemical changes that happen in us. They can also sense our muscle tension, right? And they can hear our heart rhythm. And as a prey animal, right, for their safety, they really want to see is this person aligned, or is it in a predatory, or is it present or not? And all those signals that we give, sometimes not even knowing that that's what we are doing, the horses can pick up. So in that example of a woman and this, and there's so many stories that is leading a horse and the horse does not want to come. What we work on is noticing how is her body, how is her breath, where are the sensations, and what kind of thoughts might this person be having. And usually our thoughts of, I don't think I can do this, the horse is not going to like me, I'm not sure, right? So there is a misalignment and incongruency. And what we're looking for is to find that space of, I believe I can do it, I can try it, right? There is a moment of softness, of release that happens even in our body, and the horse immediately feels that, and now it feels safe for him to go with this person. Right. And so the immediate biofeedback and the immediate response, attuned response for the horse is what really brings the transformation for people.
Wow. You work with a remarkably wide range of people, veterans, children, first responders, corporate executives, regular people. Is there a kind of initial response that you tend to see across all the folks who come and partner with the horses?
Yes. I think it's a sense of awe and it's a sense of, I didn't know. I didn't know that I can have an impact on others this way. And because the horse responds to us with a non-judgmental way and in such an authentic way, it is a safe interaction and a safe relationship. And people are able to see, I did not know that I came on so strong, or that I was so shy, or that maybe I'm not completely present. So the awe of our impact is across the board.
Yeah. Wow. You know, it's interesting, Alejandra, that you could go see a human therapist and still have all of those emotions that you're talking about, that, you know, the stress and the fear and all that. And the human therapist will still talk to you. But like you've been describing, a horse might not. A horse might respond to you in such a way that you really have to work to let go of all of that stuff. It's just fascinating.
It is fascinating because they're in different parts of our system, right? Different parts of the brain. If we are talking, we're more in the prefrontal cortex. And what horses do is that they tap onto our more limbic system. We resonate at that system. Their prefrontal cortex is not as developed and they're nonverbal. So really what we start feeling and how our system starts aligning, it's in a more nonverbal way. And that's where the really powerful piece is. And I also just, I have bunch of therapists that send me their clients. We work on the tools of regulation, of noticing their body, of getting back to the what this sensation is for me and how I can Maybe take a breath and regulate, which helps them back into therapy to go into places that maybe in the past did not feel as safe. And so it is a completely combined effort that really makes a magical transformation. Oh,
that's so wonderful. I'm slightly scared of horses, and I want to just come out and just do it to, you know, it would be wonderful. Do you have people who just come out to make friends with horses and feel your wonderful healing presence as well?
Absolutely. One of my signature offerings is meditation with horses, meditation circles with horses, which is a great entry point when there is no expectation of anyone. It is about being in this space and getting grounded, eye guide process. And the beautiful thing is that horses also know how much to come forward or not. It depends on where we're at. And I'm always there to support. So if a horse feels that someone is very tentative, the horse will stay at a distance that feels safe. And as the person integrates and relaxes, then the horse might offer to come forward. And there's always choice for both the human and the horse. Mm. Yes, Lynn, I would love to have you.
It seems like you have a very exciting event coming up for people who are horsey folk or would like to be. Can you tell us a little bit about your tax sale and wellness festival coming up?
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity to invite the community. This is a whole family event. We're not just for the horsey people, but we have lots and lots of tack and some really gently used for those horsey people. And there's always some piece of tack that we need. I actually just cleaned up my barn and shed that I've been holding to these saddles and all this tack, and I pretty much filled up a whole back of a truck. So there's always more to have. But it's also a wellness fair where we will have, for the kids, we have games through in our summer camps. So the kids will be able to have a taste of what some of the games and processes that we do with the kids there. We also have Nikki, who she's a breath practitioner, coming to do a 45-minute breath process, and it's fantastic. We also have Kyra Wong, who doing movement, conscious movement and balance. We can always use some balance. She has really cool things that she does with our bodies and teaches how to come back to balance, which is very important with horses, on and off the horse. And we also will have some experiences with the horses. So people will come and meet and greet the herd, maybe do some grooming and experience them in this way of very relaxed. We have Maura, who is an artist, a local artist, playing with her partner, live music, and we will have a food truck. So lots going on the tax sale. What we want it to be is a party and people to come in and out and get to meet us and our wonderful facilities.
I know Maura Hanrahan, and she's a wonderful musician. So go for her alone if you're interested in doing something different Saturday, and then have all the bonuses that you'll experience. Let's talk a little bit about the Equelness property itself. It sounds almost like a character in your work, with labyrinths and meditation benches, mountain views, a fire pit. How intentional is that landscape, and how hard was that to make happen?
Absolutely intentional. And I am happy to say that I've had the privilege to be able to design this facility from a therapeutic perspective. Many times this work I've done through many years in facilities that are already created, but this facility, the landscape itself is part of a character. I love how you say that. It's part of the holding container of safety. So the design of the landscape, what I wanted is that people felt hugged, that they felt contained in all the different spaces. So we have lots of circles and the landscape itself. So the fire pit is protected by, you know, so people cannot see you right there, right, from other places and the labyrinth and a teepee, definitely, and meditation benches so we can see the horses in the pastures and also the incredible views of the mountains. So the idea with the landscape itself is to be able to step into a slower pace, expanded and safe environment where now we can actually start really listening to what's in us. So away from the buzzing and fussing everywhere else or where there is a lot of other people, because we are a private facility. It is a container for inner work.
So wonderful. If you're just joining us on The Mountain Life, we're having a conversation with Alejandra Lara. She is with Equelness, equine therapy. You have a busy time coming up. In addition to the tax sale, which is coming up on Saturday, May 23rd, there is also a documentary being screened on May 21st, that's Thursday, at the Jim Santee Auditorium. Could you briefly tell us about that?
Yes, thank you for again the opportunity to be able to invite the community. I am personally super, super excited to co-host this film with Liberty Sanctuary and Deborah West and a couple of other organizations. We are all working in the space of equine-assisted services. And what I am excited about is that this is a well-done film, a documentary that will highlight the spectrum of different ways that people partner with horses for human transformation. It's called Rescue Hearts, and a powerful documentary exploring the miracles, mystery, and the science of healing with horses. So there is a combination of some modalities that feels more energy work to science-based. So the beautiful thing is that people would be able to see the different spectrums and maybe something will touch them and want to explore. So again, it's a whole family invitation there. It's at the Santee Auditorium at Park City Library in town at 6 p.m. And we will all be there to answer questions, to meet you in person. And all these events are part of a bigger initiative that Horses for Mental Health campaign has put for us or helped us with. And Horses for Mental Health campaign is a campaign that happens during May for Mental Health Month awareness. And so we're doing all these events in a way to show and tell the community ways to find mental health and wellness right here in our little community and participate in this fundraising to help with scholarships for those who might not be able to afford our programs.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, and one more thing that I see on your website, May 29th, it's in accord with all of the things that you've mentioned, but it's a guided drumming meditation.
Yes.
Can you briefly tell us? We're sort of running out of time, but I wanted to make sure we got that in.
Yes, love it. We are actually going to be doing it every month. We will be inviting people for an open house invitation to experience the work. This will be Horse Meditation Circle, where we will be guided by Michael Weiss on a drumming, and the drumming and the horses and the environment and being able to be with our breath and in community is a beautiful way to highlight the power of the herd. So please sign up.
Wonderful. Well, in just a few words, if a horse could speak, and in many ways you've spent your life listening to what they are saying, what do you think they'd most want us humans to understand about ourselves?
To come back to our authenticity, to come back to our nature, to come back to our breath, and to know that we are okay.
Oh, we've been speaking with Alejandra Lara from Equelness, and you can find out more about Equelness at EQUELLNESS.com. Their event tomorrow night at the Jim Santee Auditorium, and their wellness festival and tax sale this Saturday from 10 to 3 out in Silver Creek. Alejandra, it's been such a joy to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on The Mountain Life.
Thanks, Alejandra.
Thank you so much for having me.